started. We got a lot of ground to cover. I'll get this, regularly scheduled public budget hearing for the city of Mountain Park for May 16th, 2022. And at this point, I'm going, should we do a roll call? Yes, do a roll call for the council, so we know where everybody is.
Robin Auerbach. Bill Colbrenner.
Present.
Jim Steele.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
And I'm here.
Carol Silver.
On.
Okay, Carol Silver is on Zoom, and Emily Myers, present.
Very good. So everyone's accounted for. Councilman Murphy, I'm gonna turn it over to you to get a presentation from the finance board.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna go through this presentation, and I hope you, can you see it, follow it, sort of, maybe?
Yes.
All right, so this is to go over our recommended budget to the city council. So the finance committee was created to look at budgets and projects, and this is our recommendation. Obviously, city council it's their decision, so this is just purely a recommendation. But we met with Lourdes several times, and she was actually very, very helpful. Eventually, just joking. Lourdes was very helpful, and she was very open to our input. And so we had two or three meetings with, thank you. Two or three meetings with Lourdes, lots of email conversations, sending budgets back and forth. Our primary goal is to make the budget easy for both citizens and city council to follow. The additional objectives we have, is to understand why the city accounts are growing so much, the checking accounts are growing so much. Also to deal with the concept of creating what we call stabilization funds, which are really reserve funds that will allow us a little Hail Mary in case something goes bump in the night with some of our cost structure. We wanted to make sure we're using activity-based costing, so we really understood what went into the costs for some of the major cost categories. And then finally, we want to do zero-based budgeting wherever possible to make sure that projects that may have been approved didn't linger in the budget. Our longer-term objective as the Finance Committee is to establish an easy-to-understand format of a report that we can give to council on a monthly basis, as well as share with the citizens, so you don't have to wade into these hefty spreadsheets. The other thing is to start a new budgeting process and start much earlier. The city of Roswell starts, I think, in October, almost 9 months ahead. Obviously, they have a lot more going on, but if there's a weakness in the budget we're going to be presenting to you, we haven't anticipated all the potential projects that could come up during the next year. Now, the weakness of the previous budgets, in my opinion, is they anticipated too many projects, and we didn't spend the money, but we kept it. So there's got to be, next year, we'll start early saying, what are the projects we want for the fiscal year, and go through all the machinations, and then the budgeting process will be really good. This is, I think, a good step forward, but it's not perfect. We also want to benchmark Mountain Park's costs with other cities. Not that we'll always compare favorably or be even with them, because we're smaller and our overheads are huge compared to theirs. So, but we do want to look at that and make sure that we can we understand why we're charging for the rates that we're charging. Our findings were that we definitely wanted to create a stabilization fund we want to identify. So basically what we'll do is we'll have a budget, and next to it we'll have a stabilization fund that will give us some reserve capacity. And then the remainder is what we're calling surplus. Now, there's some interesting comment on Facebook today. Well, okay, well, free pool passes for everybody. Surplus, it doesn't mean like it's just found money and gee, let's have a party. There are some significant things that need to get done in Mountain Park, such as infrastructure, such as a lake. So it's likely all that surplus will be utilized on future to be identified projects. We asked Lourdes to reallocate the personnel a little bit differently, which she did, which we thought was a little bit more accurate. We have eliminated certain budget line items that serve primarily to inflate the budget, such as salt, sand, and salt. As we talked about sand and salt, some projects that were kind of artifacts that went on year from year. Our intention is to recommend using the surplus to handle larger infrastructure projects that we've got identified. So one of the key findings that we had is that our surpluses have grown to $1.8 million, which is a very sizable amount. It's roughly three times our annual budget. It's grown 228% in the last 6 years, and we think this is we think this new form of budgeting will A, be more accurate and more transparent, but will also allow us to reserve funds for needed infrastructure type projects. So the question is, what is a stabilization fund? Basically, a stabilization fund, what we're asking is that the City of Mountain Park create an ordinance where we do set aside a stabilization fund. And most cities do this today. Roswell's stabilization fund is equal to 25% of their budget. We are recommending a little bit more than 100%. And the reason why is Roswell's budget is $100 million. So you can imagine they have a significant recovery with $25 million, whereas ours is not as significant. So we are suggesting that we use 100% of the general fund, the actual expenses, to create our stabilization fund for that, and then 100% of enterprise fund plus $200, $200,000, I'm sorry. And the reason is, yes, what a value, huh? But the reason is because the enterprise fund represents the water system, which is our most significant city asset, and if something goes wrong with that, like what happened on Cardinal, we have a $55,000 invoice. So we wanted to not only cover the normal expenses, but add a bolus dose, if you will, of another $200,000 just in case something was going to happen. Because I know Bill has some ideas about some potential future projects. So we're asking the city mandate that that we set up these stabilization accounts. What that also allows us to do is come in with a thinner budget, a more aggressive budget. But as part of that more aggressive budget, there has to be some allowances given that if we got too aggressive, we're going to need to use a stabilization fund. But hopefully we didn't. But it's better to do that, in my opinion, in the Finance Committee's opinion, than it is to overcollect and just have the money sitting rotting in a checking account, which is what's been happening. So our suggested stabilization fund is illustrated up here. And it leaves about $762,000 of remaining funds. This does not include the T-SPLOS money, nor does it include the ARPA money or the SPLOS money. So there are other, we're just focusing on the categories we want to budget. So there are other categories here.
And Mark, the lake restoration is also in addition to that.
Yes, thank you. 270 something. So how can these funds be used? It's our intent. Again, we have an aggressive budget, so this year we want to see how we do. I'm not going to be embarrassed if we had to pull some money out of the reserve funds and the stabilization funds to fix things we were too aggressive on. So we'll use this year as a learning year, and we'll get better every year. And then over the big project for this year, I think, is for us as a council and citizens, is to identify what deferred infrastructure projects may there be, and how to. Now we know how we can fund them. We also have to have some serious conversation about what we want to do to Garrett, if anything. So that's an overview of kind of what we went through, our high-level recommendations for an aggressive budget, but also a budget with a reserve fund and then the identified surplus. I'm going to dive a little bit into the budget now. Lourdes obviously can go much deeper than I, but maybe I'll stop before we go into the budget. Are there any questions that you guys have so far?
Real quick, just to see if this my phone is picking up the screen better than see it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that might help some of the folks online to be able to see.
We do have a question from the chat.
Okay, that way I was figured you could see the chat.
Right. Julia Neal asks, what happened to the stormwater study and recommendations that were not performed?
We'll have to get in the budget detail to see that.
Yeah, I think that's part of the T-SPLOS projects that she's referring to.
Yes, it is.
And there is the one which is in the works currently.
Yes, so this budget does not consider T-SPLOS projects. The money's been collected, projects have been identified. This is just general fund and enterprise fund.
And we have a list of projects that were identified, but I think the first project is going to be, it's going to eat up a lot of the, most of the funds, if I'm not mistaken. I think the T-SPLOS
was renewed.
Yes.
Yeah, so we should have more funds coming.
Any questions from the room? Okay, I'll move on into the budget. So the enterprise fund is basically where our trash, water, and sewer expenses are derived and services are provided. And we have, as you can see, last year's budget was 269, this year it's 298, and that's reflective of the $32,000 price increase that we got from Waste Pro. It was the Finance Committee's recommendation that we not pass this on to the citizens and yet and absorb it within our city budget. So the budget you're seeing shows, reflects that $32,000 cost increase absorbed in the city budget. So it shows a $21,000 shortage on that budget. However, I will call your eye to, there's $36,000 worth of depreciation in the budget, which is a non-cash expense. So we're really probably $15,000 profitable if you're looking at cash. And that's a bunch of accounting gobbledygook. I see Lord is getting all fired up over there. But basically, if you're a landlord, you know all about the wonders of depreciation. So in this case, we have $36,000. So it looks negative, but we're positive. This also shows we have $106,000 in ARPA funding that can be used in a variety of different ways. I know there's some committees already looking at ways we might be able to leverage that for some things. We're going to get another $106,000. But these funds are restricted, although the restrictions aren't that significant. I'm surprised how wide range they are. We have $55,000 set up in capital outlays, and that is primarily, I believe, for the water project that's underway now over in Birdland. So that's what's going on with the enterprise fund. Just because I'm more of a picture guy, because my IQ is really low, I like to look at things in graphs. And this just, on the left is a breakdown of what our revenue looks like from the enterprise fund. And on the right, what our costs look like. If that, I'd be glad to share this presentation with anybody that's interested.
Can you enlarge it? The screen, it's...
Can you enlarge it?
I can't.
You can't?
Yeah. I bet I can share it.
Can we turn the lights down a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know if these lights are...
We don't have money, Dave. That's what I actually said. But to walk you through on the revenue side, we collect $82,000 in trash fees and expend that exact same amount. We do $195,000 with water and sewer and related disconnect fees and penalty fees in revenue. And then I've broken it down. We actually pay about $113,000 for the inputs to the system. There's $67,000 for the personnel costs that are allocated. Because you might imagine that's one of the high transaction communications between the city and the citizens is water bills and sending out water bills. And then there's that depreciation that I talked about. Any questions on the enterprise fund? General fund, we are recommending a general reduction in the general fund through the ability to pull out some projects that were artifacts from previous years. So that was easy savings to find. We also set aside $75,000 to add into the lake restoration account. Some of the positive impacts is the local option sales tax is going up this year due to inflation, so that was a nice free win, if you will, of $35,000 of additional revenue. And as I shared with you earlier, there were some cost takeouts we were able to identify from some artifacts that were not true costs.
What was the total of those artifacts? Is it crazy? Are you embarrassed?
It was probably $25,000 a year. $25,000 a year.
How many years?
It's one was 5 years, the other was I think 3 years or so. But we're proud that we were able to find that and give it back in the form of hopefully a lower tax rate. One of the things that was of significant interest that's in this is public safety. And this is really an ice cream chart. But I just want to make sure everybody knew we have allocated $16,000 for our 911 services. The good news is we get about $13,000 in revenue from, I guess, cell phone revenue. So it pretty much offsets that cost. And we have about $70,000 in fire services. So you might, if you pay attention to the budgets passed, this is a significantly lower number. And we benefited this year both in 911 costs and then safety costs because the census data came in showing us having a much lower population. So that was a very positive variance that, again, didn't cause us any pain. The general fund revenue breakdown, I know a lot of times we talk about fees, as the fees are going to be significant to our budget, but I thought you'd be interested to say, you know, the top category of revenue to Mountain Park is other people's money. It's not your tax dollars, and it's not a fee we're charging you. It's fees paid by other entities like insurance, intangible tax from the state of Georgia. So that is a huge line item. Now, the scary thing is we don't control it, so it's not something that could change, and we might need those reserve accounts sooner than later. But I just thought it's interesting that by 44% of our budget comes from other people other than ourselves. 32% is from our property taxes. 18% is from grants, and that is primarily due to COVID grants that we've gotten, and LMIG grants. And then finally, fees paid by Mountain Parkers are only 7%. This is a nice strain chart, so I apologize for it. Again, I'll be glad to share it, but this is how we spend that money. Did not turn out good looking at all. So at a high level, that's the budget. So our solution was to eliminate contingency from the budget line items and create a leaner, more accurate budget for you guys. We're establishing stabilization funds to provide a safety reserve for the city. We're identifying what a true surplus is, and then coming up with the infrastructure lake restoration type projects to be able to utilize that in the future. And potentially a tax. I mean, one of the options is we don't have to spend this money. We could actually give it back to you. But that's clearly, we have some expenses that have accrued, and the option of that happening are pretty low given the size of some of our deferred expenses, particularly with the lake. The budget being presented to you is about $25,000 lower than last year's, which is good news. It also includes $75,000 to the Lake Restoration Fund. It includes the city heating, the $32,000 cost in waste fees, and gives us a nice reserve in these accounts. That's the end of my presentation. So Bordas is here if you guys wanted to dive deeper into line items, specific categories. But that was the end of my presentation. Are there any questions? I'm TV Land.
Thank you, Mark. Do we want to leave the slides up in case anybody wants to reference those?
Good job.
Yes, thank you.
George, Dennis, and Scott from the Finance Committee and Lourdes.
Double on that. Thank you. All right, so at this point, I'm going to ask Council, does anyone have any areas of the budget that they would like to address first? Great.
Do we have slides of the actual budget?
I could probably pull them up, but if they were having problems seeing my chart, I guarantee you they're not going to be able to read that.
This is my phone not showing the screen very well? If you make it the primary picture, click on it and see that works.
But Mark, I could see the one that you did put up there for the public safety.
In the spreadsheet, you could see the actual.
You don't want to put it there.
Well, if they want it, I'd be glad to dig it out.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Does anyone in the audience have any particular area of the budget they would like to discuss?
There's no way to pull it up where you can see all of it.
You get the copy of the city hall sent you.
I'm just curious, you know, I know in the past we could see the line items a little bit more. This is just a term here. Yeah, is this something you're going to vote on? Usually it's fourth August, right? Or the,
June. What we'll do is we'll have another. Nancy, what we'll do is we'll have another hearing, budget meeting, Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then the city council meeting, it will be addressed then.
And the budget is posted on our website.
Yeah, the budget is posted on the website for anyone at home who would like to take a look at it.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
The budget, obviously, there's an interplay between the budget and the tax millage rate, but Mountain Park can't set the tax millage rate until counties give us the tax guidelines. And that doesn't normally happen until, Jennifer, like June?
I couldn't answer that, but it's the second half of the year, yeah.
It's late June, early July.
After our budget.
So there will be another round of meetings once a proposed budget has been prepared. But at this point, Loris prepares the budget using the revenue numbers from last year, which is what every city has to do at this point. We don't even have property tax assessments out there. The counties haven't, you know, your house and my house hasn't received their assessment notice. And if you go to the county website, they just tell you that it's still pending. So we don't know what the revenue is going to be because we don't know what the tax digest is going to be. But we do know that the budget is just a little bit, $25,000 lower than last year for the proposed budget.
Thank you, George. Anyone else have any questions? Yes, sir.
The $75K for the lakes, is that going to go into the lake restoration fund, or is that going to be separated out?
That was the intention.
Yeah. Each year to make a $75,000 contribution or whatever we'll call it to that fund.
So, lake restoration, would that include a dock or any other things, or is it strictly lake?
Actually, from my understanding, the lake restoration fund can be utilized however council determines is in the best interest of the community.
So there's some flexibility.
There's some flexibility. I don't know about a dock, but I would imagine that includes the dam as well, because that is relevant to the watershed.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? All right. Well, I do appreciate the efforts by the Finance Committee and Councilman Murphy. I think this has given us some good information for us to consider. Everyone can take a look at the copies of the budget that they were provided and what you have on the website. And Wednesday night, we will hopefully have some more questions and some other clarification on the items.
Is this detail what you guys were looking for? Is it worth walking through this if you had any questions?
Nancy. Is that the detail you're looking for?
Yeah, I got that here. I just wanted to. I know we had a chance. It was actually horrible last year just to walk to look through it, but when you're giving us overall numbers, this kind of breaks it down to
right. And Lourdes has gone ahead and put detail on the comments column if something is widely different than it was last year.
I'm sure by the next meeting we already have questions.
Mark, why don't you explain what the columns are here? Because if you understand how this budget is laid out, this is the information that's on the website. It really is instructive because you can see what the budget has been for the prior 3 years. There is a column for year-to-date expenses through March 31st. And then you have the proposed budget, which is the last column that's kind of shaded. So you can see what the city has actually incurred over the last 3 or 4 years, where we are year to date, what's proposed, and then Lourdes has provided comments there to explain where the numbers came from. Sometimes they're driven off of the year to date with a projection for the balance of the year. In other cases, they are based on the history, and Lourdes has explained it to us.
Okay.
And what we did is we worked with Laura and Jennifer, tried to make sure we track all the new contracts, unfortunately, all of which were more expensive due to the inflation of Dynamo. So we tried to make sure, we said, okay, what contracts have we just let? Which contracts are not yet done that we'll let in the next 3 months? What would that look like? So we think we did a good job of trapping all our cost increases. We were back and forth, hey, did you catch this? Did you get that? So I think we've scrubbed it pretty well to make sure that we've got everything that we can see to be fine.
Now, let me ask you a question about things that they come up. Like last year, we had the Oktoberfest, and we have funds put aside.
So this budget includes under, I believe under here, right, Rancheon, is, maybe it's under somewhere, where would it be? But we've included $6,000 in revenue and the corresponding costs that the festival did last year. So that's included in this budget.
Good. Because Hofbräu reached out to me today and wanted to know if we were going to, they were their sponsor and supporting, and we doubled the money, so that was a good thing. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
It's on the tab called Lakes, which is basically a recreation.
Lakes,
yeah. It's because we hang out by the lakes when we drink our beer.
You know, that's just something that was set up when I first started here 15 years ago. So, yeah. Lakes, Parks, and Recreation. There you go.
Any other questions?
Where is it recorded when we spend the money from Oktoberfest?
There are expense lines on there, so there's a corresponding revenue.
Special event?
Yes,
it's
general
yeah.
fund.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so Robin, here you go.
It's still a place for some recreation.
But we can isolate those accounts so we can find the net effect of it with the revenue less expenses.
Because I was trying to keep up with it, but I found the decision out.
Well, let me know if you guys need that report, you know, whoever needs a report specialized in one area, like I give you for the pool and the community building, and we could do like that specialized report.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's almost gone, but yeah, I may put it in for that. Just to see anything.
Okay. Is there any questions online? Does anyone on Zoom have any questions? All right. Well, I think that concludes the presentation for this evening. We hope everyone comes back Wednesday evening with more questions, thoughts, and suggestions, and we'll go from there. All right. Thank you, folks.
Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
George, thank you, George.